We're looking at the importance of citizen stream monitoring programs in today's Wisconsin life. Across the country, trained volunteers monitor the condition of local streams, lakes, and wetlands. Writer Mary Ellen Gabriel tells us about the streams she watches with her sons and the experience of doing citizen science.
Knee-deep in a cold stream, my son Hugh jabs a long-handled net under a log. "Look at this, Mom," he calls, holding up a tiny load of wiggling macroinvertebrates. After a few more hauls, he'll climb out and crouch over plastic ice cube trays, carefully spooning each critter into its own compartment. Then he'll pore over a laminated list of species. He's sure to see mayfly and damselfly larvae. He hopes one day to spot a stonefly larva found only in the healthiest of creeks. My boys and I are citizen stream monitors on Murphy's Creek, south of Madison. Once a month, we drive a rustic road past Hmong farm plots and bur oak groves to a narrow bridge. We park on the grassy shoulder and scramble down to the muddy stream bank. Invisible from the road, we snap buckthorn and mash down jewelweed to create a tiny staging ground for our tests. Bennett stands on the bank, measuring water clarity. He fills a slender glass tube, almost as tall as he is, and peers into its depths. Meanwhile, I let the water out, little by little, through a plastic hose. "I see it," he calls, when the black and white target on the bottom swims into view. We take the reading, 92 millimeters. Our stream is always clearer and colder in the spring. It's funny to call it our stream, but we've come to think of it that way. Murphy's Creek, like most tributaries of the Rock River, winds through a 3,800-square-mile basin shaped by the last ice age. A century ago, Ho-Chunk residents fished and drank from these waters. Now they are exposed to runoff pollution from both agricultural and urban sources. Only a small portion of this watershed is regularly monitored by state biologists. Citizen scientists are filling the gap. I don't find stream monitoring all that easy, and sometimes not all that fun. I tend to be clumsy and inexact. On hot days, mosquitoes eat us alive. In cold weather, our hands grow numb. When we first started, I wanted to know, who will use the data? Nancy Sheehan, who recruits monitors for the Rock River Coalition, reminded me that being a citizen stream monitor is different from being just a volunteer. We gather the information not only for state agencies, but also for ourselves, she said. Of course, that's right. A citizen feels an urge to be informed. The more you know, the more you can do. As for the boys, they have their own reasons for wanting to do this. I think if you ask them what they remember most about growing up in Wisconsin, they would answer water. Lying on docks, peering down into secret worlds, floating on northern lakes, faces up to the sky. They link this work with their pure enjoyment of Wisconsin's clean water. And making connections is what citizen science is all about.
Mary Ellen Gabriel is a writer in Madison.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. The series is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. You can find more info at wisconsinlife.org.
Now, Chris Stepanuk is with us to discuss citizen stream monitoring programs in Wisconsin. She's a statewide volunteer stream monitoring program coordinator. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how big is the citizen stream monitoring program here in Wisconsin?
It is growing every year. Last year, we had 565 unique stream sites monitored by volunteers, and it's an estimate for the number of people who participate, and I guess around 1,500, where we have about 300 adults and about 1,200 students who participate with their classrooms.
So we heard a little bit about what goes into it, but can you flesh that out a little? What kinds of things are the monitors looking for, and what is it like to actually go down and monitor your stream?
Sure. So we have three levels of the program. The place where everyone starts is our educational level monitoring, where they monitor six aspects of stream health. They look at the water clarity and using the tube that was described in the piece. They look at the water's dissolved oxygen level, because everything needs oxygen to survive, and the water temperature. And they also assess the macroinvertebrates, which were mentioned, where they go and collect insects and other invertebrates, and they can actually score the water quality based on what's found in the stream. They also look at the habitat, looking at the stream bottom, the banks, and alongside the stream to say how good it is for aquatic organisms. And the final thing they do is looking at stream flow, or the amount of water passing a point in time. We also have two other levels of the program where volunteers can move up to as they have gotten experience. With our Level 2 program, the volunteers monitor four things. They look at the pH, the dissolved oxygen, they do continuous temperature monitoring with a special device, and they look at the water clarity. And with that, they use the same methods as our Department of Natural Resources biologists. And then the third level is special research projects, where if somebody has a question, we set up a program to do the monitoring to address that question. So right now, the two main projects we have there, we have volunteers who are looking at the impacts of road salting on our streams, wadeable streams. So they monitor year-round, more so in the winter even than in the summer, looking at the specific conductance or the electrical conductivity using handheld meters. And then they do samples that are analyzed for chloride. And we have volunteers across the state who are collecting water samples to be analyzed for phosphorus, looking at the impacts in our waterways from that nutrient.
How important would you say citizen stream monitors are to the health of waterways in Wisconsin?
Essential. The people who are participating are not only gathering data that can be used to help understand what the water quality is, but they're also building their knowledge and building caring and collaboration in their local communities where they can say, hey, we've been out here, we understand this is what's going on, we have data to show that the water quality is such and such, and we would like to do something about it. So not only do we build a data set, we build a caring community who is knowledgeable and armed with the data and the knowledge that they have about the streams and what we do on the land and how that affects the water quality.
Well, what kind of training do people get when they want to do this?
So everybody who participates, no matter which level, receives training. For level one, it's generally these trainings take about 4 to 5 hours and happen most often in spring on a Saturday across the state. Everything is hands-on, so we'll explain the method to the volunteers and then let them try it out themselves so that they can have practice right there with a trained instructor to help them along the way. And regardless of which level, they will have some amount of training. So the level two and the level three trainings take different, varying amounts of time. But again, all of it's hands-on, getting folks the opportunity to use the meters to try out how to do the monitoring.
This week, there's a citizen-based monitoring in the classroom workshop for teachers who want to get their kids involved in the program. How popular is this kind of thing with schools and kids and teachers?
I think it's very much popular across the board. The teachers are very interested with inquiry-based learning, where the students are able to address a real-world issue and go out and collect information and make conclusions and really make the connection between what they're doing scientifically for methods and what it means to us as a society. So we have just about 30 teachers who are participating in that class this week, and they're very motivated, and they are or 30 of many across the state who are participating. I would say hundreds of schools have various participation in different kinds of citizen science, not only citizen stream monitoring, but monitoring birds and bats and butterflies and wolves, and I could list just about anything in the environment. We have teachers and schools participating.
So looking at streams, how do you get matched with a stream? Is it like a personal ad? You get to say you're looking for one that's clear and has trout and is quick running? And
that sounds great. Well, we'd like to say that it's a way to get to know your local stream. So the volunteers who participate, sometimes with level one, they can choose wherever they like that's nearby, that's convenient for them. If they don't have a site in mind, we can work with them, with the county land conservation departments and the local DNR biologists to help them choose a site that works well. With the level two and three programs, three in particular with the research for road salt and phosphorus, sometimes we pick the sites or work with the DNR biologists to pick the sites, and then we ask the volunteers if they're willing to go to that site, where we go to a local community and say, we're recruiting folks to monitor for this project. Would you be interested in going to this location?
And what do you hear back from people who do this? How do they respond to the program and being a citizen scientist out there helping keep track of the health of things?
I think people really enjoy what they're doing. Sometimes I hear that they enjoy the beer that they have with their friend after the monitoring session as well. But definitely positive from the folks that I get to interact with on a regular basis.
So, Chris, as we go out here, is there a website or something we can direct people to if they want to get involved?
So the program is called the Water Action Volunteers, and I recommend Googling Water Action Volunteers Stream Monitoring, and you will come right to us. It's watermonitoring.uwex.edu.
Excellent. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We were talking to Chris Stepanek, Statewide Volunteer Stream Monitoring Program Coordinator.